The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I am Devin Simone, Challenge Aftermath host, and I am here with my girl.
Yes! Hey, girl. It is me, Davon Rogers. Yes! And this is MTV's official Challenge podcast. We back!
We back, y'all. You know we couldn't stay away too long because we're just too nosy.
Period. Yes, we are here to put Tori and Anissa in the hot seat. Check that out. They on the other side of the interview.
Yes,
huh?
They are.
They can run, but they can't hide.
Of course, we're going to hold them accountable, and we're going to hold everybody else accountable. Shout out to TJ's flannel in this week's episode. Now, what did you think of this week's episode, Day? A lot was happening. A lot was brewing.
This week's episode was amazing. I can honestly say this episode made me miss the challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, I miss being, especially that hall brawl at the
end. That was a good one.
Oh,
I loved the spin on the new hall brawl. Like, I love
that. It was amazing.
That was really
cool. It was amazing. I'm going to need baby girl to get some new shoes, but it was great.
Yeah, but I understand the shoe struggle, because as much as Johnny wanted to talk about in the documentary, him having to carry me on his back, and Chet has talked about me in running, it's because my shoes never fit in the finals because we don't get to pick our shoes. So I understand, you know, Raven's struggle in that particular moment, not the other moments, but I understand them in that moment. What do you think about that daily? I feel like that was fun.
That was a fun daily. Yeah, that's one that I'd be like, okay, I can do this with my inhaler. With right. my inhaler, ladies and gentlemen. With right. my inhaler. Like, I loved when Mariah used her inhaler at the end. I was like, you
yes.
are me. We are us together in this.
Yes, 100%. And Kay, and so we have so much to get into. I am so excited for the interview that we are doing today. But you know
yes.
we got to kick it off with our side eye of the week and
Bring
our wink
back.
Of the week. All right,
Bring
so why don't you tell me, who is your side eye of the week this week?
My side eye of the week definitely goes to Raven Shoes. Like, there was no support there. And I feel like that is what stood in her way, because she had the drive.
Right.
She was there. She wanted to get it done. Like, even if it was just to show Johnny, like, I can do this. You know what I mean? Those shoes failed my girl miserably. So that's for my side. I don't have a side eye for a person this week, but it's coming.
See, and I actually have some side eye of the week nominees. Nominees are Johnny. For the way he treated Raven and Nerisse. Don't like it.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. It was just really, like, messy and manipulative and not cute.
Yeah.
And Bessie the bed warmer. and also, there's an honorable mention to Nelly T.
Nelly.
Talking about how he doesn't know where his eyes should go. He needs to put his eyes on the prize of winning a daily challenge. Now, I love you, Nelly, but you know, bro, we gotta keep it real
here.
Leave
these women alone.
But I think my side eye of the week for sure goes to Johnny. Just the way he was playing. I mean, everybody has to be responsible for their own emotions, but I feel like he was playing Raven a little bit and Nerisse. The fact that when he gets eliminated, and the producer's like, is there anyone you want to say anything to? He's like, huh? Oh, oh, yeah. Yeah, by the way. Like, that, man, if a dude's talking about you like that, drop him. Please drop. Don't pick up. Don't hit him up. Don't link up. Don't do
anything. Let me ask you this, because he didn't go up there and give Nerisse a hug, nothing like that. Do you think, because him and Raven left together, do you think they hooked up that night?
I hope not. Raven is too beautiful and too fabulous. But honestly, the way he seemed to have her wrapped around his finger, unfortunately, just from watching it.
I hate it.
I feel like if he wanted it, maybe.
Dang.
Which I hope
she's
not, though.
She's a gorgeous girl.
She's beautiful.
Oh,
also, can we
gosh.
Clock, though, how Raven and Nerisse kind of look like they could be second cousins?
I mean, Johnny got a type.
He definitely got a type. Unlike Bessie, who just has a round robin of randomness. It's just
we got a new bed bug, y'all. There is a new bed bug.
Okay, now wink of the week. Who is your wink of the week?
Tori. Tori is my wink of the week. And not just because she's on this podcast. She is my wink of the week because I appreciate her vulnerability and her openness in this episode. I'm so proud of her. Like, I think... Oh, yeah, we'll get into it. She's amazing in this episode. Yeah.
I agree. That was going to be my wink of the week. I actually had two nominees. That was going to be my wink of the week. So I'll go with the other one. But I agree. Just shout out to Tori for her communication in this episode, her vulnerability, her openness. And yes. The goal is for everyone on this show to grow. And I love watching people, like we've seen Nani grow, right? Like we've mm-hmm. seen people that we've even seen Bananas grow. We've seen Anissa grow. And so mm-hmm. when there's a certain level of growth, I think it's more fun to honor them where they are now. And it's also yeah. more human to honor them where they are now. So I love Tori. I think she gets Wink of the Week. But since you took that, the other Wink of the Week goes to this week's soundtrack and the music editors, because the music was popping in this episode, and the time, go back and rewatch the timing in which they play certain songs on certain scenes, that music editor, they knew what they were doing. They get
I know you had mentioned Anissa coming in on that Lotto.
It's big time energy with her swag walk coming in. So much goodness. I mean, it may not be as epic as Anissa's swag walk into this episode, but I can tell you that the interview we do on today's podcast with our co-hosts, we get to interview them and put Tori and Anissa in the hot seat. Day, what do you think our listeners should expect from this?
I think
this
y'all should expect from just listening to us, Devin and I, in the past, it's going to get real raw and real mm-hmm. uncut. Like, we're going to put them in the hot seat like they haven't been in the hot seat, you know? Because when you're doing an interview about a show you've been on, you still have to be careful and still kind of politic and play the game. Nah. We pulling everything out.
We
so there's going to be a sense
out.
Of openness that they're going to have this season. And I love it.
It's going to be more open than Fessy's bedroom door. So make sure you stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have an amazing interview with the legendary Tori Deal and the undergoat Anissa Pereira. They are the ultimate ride or dies. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get into this episode. And can we start it in the way that I feel like it epically began, which was Jordan coming out, woo! Anissa coming out, woo! And not just Anissa coming out, the pimp walk, the way that Anissa held her head down with the hood over it, right? Just doing this little swagger walk like, yeah, what's up? Anissa, what's going through your mind as you were teeing up to walk out there and surprise the folks?
Gangsta. I wanted to be so secretive and I was nervous the whole time. I'm freaking out back there like, Jordan, they're going to see us. And I'm telling production, they were like, make sure you wear your hood. I'm like, well, if you want me to wear this crazy snowman suit, I'm going to then just add a little flavor to it and come out and give the people what they want.
I love that. And you did. And another question, though, is so when you found out, okay, actually two questions. Let me not get ahead of myself. First of all, when you found out you were going to be coming on the challenge, did you give Tori a clue at all? Be honest, because I know you are besties.
Not a clue. Mm-hmm. I don't think she even knew that I was even in the country anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I also think it was weird because when we did show up, it was like, why are there only 26 people here? Like, it was a very slim cast. So I had an inkling of a feeling like something's got to change here. Like, there's no way. So when they did say, you know, you're going in with Jordan, I'm like, oh shit, Tori's gonna lose her mind, and then she's gonna love it and lose her mind for me. And I was so excited to surprise her.
What were those feelings, Tori? Because you have your best friend show up, great.
Yeah.
And your ex-fiance show, like, please walk us in detail through the emotion that hit you in that moment when Anissa was doing her pimp walk out.
Yeah, because you were sort of smiling, Tori. Like, I caught that. There was a little smile underneath those hands. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of just crazy because obviously I had no idea who was coming in. He didn't say anything to me. And we don't really talk. So, like, I wouldn't really have expected it to anyway. Maybe just a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, like, the nature of this game, they already brought in Bananas and Nani. Like, yeah, maybe it could happen again, but highly unlikely. So for me to think it was going to be Jordan, like, he hasn't been on in a few seasons. So I was overwhelmed with emotion. And, like, I'm one of those people that sometimes, like, I'll smile when it's awkward, even when it's not happy, because it's like I don't even know how to express myself. I'm not calculating emotions correctly, so it's just coming out in weird ways. And I think that's why I was hiding my face, because I'm like, I don't know how I feel right now. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, a part of me is happy to see him. I haven't seen him in so long. Like, obviously, I'm going to have love for this person. And it's like, I almost felt like him walking back into the game, he knew I was there for sure.
Right.
Like, I almost felt like him walking back in was kind of like, okay, like, I'm ready to be around you again, Tori. Like, I'm ready to talk to you again. So I kind of felt that vibe, but obviously I was nervous. But then when Anissa walked in, it was like, you know, obviously there was no question about that relationship. It's just all support and love. Mm-hmm. And to know that they're partnered together, it's like, part of me is like, thank God, because I know no matter what, I'm going to be able to trust Jordan, because I don't actually have to trust Jordan. I can trust Anissa.
Right.
And they're working together. So no matter what, we're going to be working together. So
Anissa, yeah, did you have any conversations with Jordan? Because you knew Tori was on, you know, obviously on the season, and then it's Jordan, it sounds like, knew also. And of course, you guys know each other's, he knows your besties, right, with Tori.
I mean,
did you give
you
us just a
hint? You know, I had to say something.
I know. So what did Mama Bear, Anissa, yeah, what did the undergoat say to Jordan?
You know,
about?
There was a lot of stuff going on, and I was so anxious about, like, getting back in the game, like, getting into the game and, like, doing whatever. But, you know, I'm like, she's there, and hopefully, you know, you guys can work it out and talk. I mean, it was just like full support. And I know they hadn't seen each other in a while. And I let him know, I'm like, you guys may have gone through your shit, but like, Tori respected your relationship so much. She didn't even tell me what was going on. She never made it like a, let me tell you what my fiance is doing. You know, she never made it about, it was never petty and weird like that. And I know a lot of people do that, but she never did that. So I'm like, Jordan, I don't know what happened, you know, so it's not a, I've never, you know, talk shit or like have been against you. So I think it's a good time to, like, I don't know, mend the fences and talk to each other and kind of like get that out there. Like, yeah. I wanted him to know, like, I wasn't against him either, you know?
And yeah, that's what I was going to ask you that too, like, as like the middleman between your partner and your best friend, like, did you feel that it was almost like an obligation or a sense of urgency? Like, hey, I need y'all, even if y'all can't get on one accord, just have a conversation so we can work this thing out some kind of way.
I mean, as much as you want to win a game, I can't help but think about the personal thing, because Tori is my best friend. I love her. Like, I want her to be happy.
Yeah.
And you can't rush something that just needs to happen organically. Like, they were going to talk when they needed to talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was all game out the window. Yes, I needed things to be calm, sure, but people are human and they're going to react how they're going to react. I don't know what I would have done. Mm-hmm. So she is better than me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anissa, you said Jordan has done a lot of work on himself. What changes within him have you noticed?
I mean, Jordan was just so, and I think a lot of guys, like, I see it in Johnny, I've seen it in Fessy.
Have you?
That, like, bravado, that, oh, you know, yeah, come in with your chest out, like, having something they feel they need to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jordan is done and does not care. It's like, I don't have anything to prove. I've already done that. Mm-hmm. And he has done the work and he has said his apologies and he has accepted, you know, there is that level of accountability. And I do believe in, you know, like, we've gotten in our share of fights. I believe in, you know, second chances and holding myself accountable for those, the parts in, that I am responsible for in those fights. Like, I mean, it's been over a decade. Like, you can just see that he is a different person now in the way that he handles things. I mean, yes. I mean, we have been on TV for a long time, so there are still some things that stay at our core throughout the process. But I've definitely seen a change. Like, he's softer.
Did you feel any pressure, though, when you found out that you were being paired with him?
Yeah, okay. I almost flew home. I'm kidding. I didn't. I was like, oh, well, he's a triathlete.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyone would feel pressure.
Yeah.
He is good at everything.
Yeah.
So it's anyone, I don't care who you are, would feel pressure being with that kind of a partner.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know how he is. So I'm like, oh, shit, we may have this target too.
Right.
Yeah.
Tori, was there ever a moment when you saw Jordan enter the challenge house that you when those emotions hit, because you said that initially it was kind of a lot and you couldn't fully process it because you see Anissa come in, you see Jordan come in. But once those emotions do sort of take hold and you are clear in what you're feeling, was there ever a moment that you felt like, I don't know if I can do this, maybe I should just go home? Like, maybe emotionally, obviously not the game, you're an amazing player, but just from an emotional standpoint, was there a moment that you felt like giving up at all? Or
not until later in the season.
Okay.
Okay. Now I was just about to say, no, my girl is healed. She healed. Now here you go.
But I even mean, healed, it's a journey. You know, healing is goes up and down. You're it's not human. A linear.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it gets sticky later for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say whether it's one episode away or 20 episodes away.
Yeah.
But like I said, him even like putting himself in the same vicinity as me was kind of an indicator that he was ready to have hard conversations, which maybe wasn't true. You know, I do wait till I'm pretty drunk to quarter him in a bar.
Running words was slur, tongue was heavy. I was like, come on, Tori.
Dude, I need
no, to. No, but that's every conversation. She literally, and I said it last time, I said, are you going to be drunk every night and end up crying when you talk to her? She said yes. So at least she
walked
into it.
And for the record, I get drunk off of like two drinks. Like, I am such a lightweight. Like, it's pathetic. So.
But you know the Challenge House, though. You get drunk off of anything.
Yeah, but like. And honestly, like when
I'm desperate,
I would like really put my feelings down there and like try to keep my composure. And then, of course, like the moment you have a little sip of a spritzer, it's kind of like
little sip. You are the number one sharer of Aperol spritzer. Can I have your drink?
I am agreeable. I do come through and steal drinks.
So, like, Tori, how did it feel? Because in Jordan's confessional. We hear him say that when he came in, he saw you and he hadn't spoken to you, but it wasn't from a sense of disliking you. So he made it known that he does not dislike you. Mm. And then he also said that he was excited that you had a strong partner. So he's kind of like rooting for you. Like, how did it feel to watch that back and hear him say those things?
That did feel really good. Like, it does. It definitely does. But like, this is the thing about relationships. It's like people can outwardly have... You know, you can outwardly support somebody by saying nice things, but when it comes to like really personal talks, those talks weren't had between him and I. And so like whether or not it looks like there's support, and there might be, it's like the real support comes to like having hard conversations, and Jordan and I never had those. Like at the end, it was just silence. So I think that's why it's such, like, externally it looks better than how it felt internally.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Between the time that he walked enter the challenge, between the time he entered the challenge and that actual conversation, how long was that time frame?
24 hours.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
like
maybe 48.
It was the next night maybe when we went out.
Okay.
No, that was my first night out I was in the house.
Yeah, okay.
Because I wore the titty shirt.
I love that Anissa was letting her just, you know, let the titties hang. You were like, I'm ready to have fun. I'm not even wearing
really
a bra.
They don't really hang like that.
I am,
you know,
celebrating.
At 41,
they were good. No,
they
girl, they were
still
good.
Chilling.
And we even saw like a little hair flip from Tori before she cornered.
Right. She whipped that hair back
a
and
little
forth.
Hair flip.
You're going to see this every episode, that anytime there was a camera and music, Tori did her, she was in a music video.
Listen, if I'm going to have a conversation with my ex-fiance, I'm going to look like that.
I can see it. She's got the hair for it too. I can see it.
Thank you. It's
absolutely, it worked. So Video Vixen, Tori, what inspired you to be so open about, because you know, I said this offline and I'm saying it online, and I know you're not in them Twitter streets because Devon needs to do a better job of, like, you know, relegating her community, but I'm gonna say this right here right now and let it be known, and I've not said this is officially a Tori Deal stan account.
Oh, thank you.
Your openness, your transparency, what I've known about you even before this, like, you've always been consistent and real. So I stand. So come at me, anybody.
Thank
I dare you.
You.
I stand.
I love that. Come
and,
at her.
Come at me. And then go to Anissa. Because I'm standing there with the block, and then Anissa's behind me with my block. Like it's like
the
you know,
ball.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
it's like layers.
Yeah.
It's layers. And then Devon's just going to pop out the corner.
And then I got
the
a boulder. So what's up? What's
thank
up?
Thank you, Devon.
But what inspired you to be so open? Because the fact that you shared, hey, look, you know, I'm on this mental health journey, that you're on antidepressants, and the work that you've done is so meaningful, so powerful, but not something that we hear often, especially not on this platform. So did you have that conversation with yourself you know, beforehand, going in? Like, how did you get to that place? What inspired that for you?
I think, like, and thank you so much for everything you just said. That, like, makes me real, it makes me feel, you know, really, really, like, safe and comfortable to talk about this stuff. But, like, I think what happens, or at least what happened in my mind, is, like, okay, I look back at, like, the 6 years I've had publicly, and I'm like, wow, like, you've already seen a lot of shit from me. Like, a lot of toxic, like, bad decisions. I've had to live with them, like, things I'm not proud of. So, like, what am I going to do now from this point to, like, make myself, what am I going to, like, how am I going to grow? And why wouldn't I share that part? Because you're already seeing the shit. Like, and I feel like this, you know, obviously, like, talking about being on antidepressants, that wasn't just, like, a thing to talk about. Like, I talked to the, thank God the Challenge is, like, a really good team. Like, I talked to the physician or the psychiatrist, and even when I was on set, I was talking to them about, like, how I would even go about talking about something like this, so that way I talked about it correctly, because, like, it is such a fragile issue. You can't just go around, you know, spewing mental health stuff. You don't know who it's going to trigger, and you know, the end goal was to just try to inspire people to, like, also receive help if they need it. So I was really, I felt very supported to be able to talk about it. The Challenge definitely helped me through that process, and like I said, like, I, this has been such a big part of me for the last year. Like, this is now where I'm at. And if I've shared the past 6 years and it's been shit, why wouldn't I share this next year? And, you know, hopefully it's going to lead to better. And it already has. So, yeah, I think transparency has just been something that, like, you kind of have to be if you're on the Challenge. Because whether or not you want to be real, the real is going to shine through regardless.
It is. But I do want to just point out, I feel like, don't sell yourself short, because while, yes, transparency, like, you know, you're on a reality show, people are going to see things. I remember the first time I ever did, I think it was Real World, and I used to judge people watching episodes beforehand, like, seasons, like, don't they know there's a camera? Shouldn't they have their, you know, hair done or their makeup done or whatever? And then I was in the house for 24 hours with Proactiv on my face. So, like, you know, the real comes out quite quickly. But you, this wasn't just cameras catching the real. This was you being vulnerable, right? In a way that not everyone is, and there's so much strength in vulnerability. Being transparent, because people have seen all the stuff that maybe you're not as proud of from previous years, still doesn't amount to you making the decision to be brave and actually share your story. Anissa, watching your best friend share these things like this, you know, in the house and kind of publicly, how did you feel, you know, about that and seeing her go through that?
Yeah, she's definitely grown. I mean, I think because we have that level of transparency in our friendship, I mean, she knows all the drugs that I take, and not like street drugs. meds since I was like 19. So it's, and it's always been a struggle. So when you find somebody and your friend's like, hey, I found something that actually works, like, you celebrate that and you want them to feel good, because it's so hard. To find the things that work for you, trial and error, therapist, self-help, friend, like, you could do all the things in the world, and it's just like, nothing is making you happy, nothing's making you feel comfortable, you're always anxious. And when your friend is thriving, so are you. And that's how it should be. So when she felt safe enough and open enough to, like, talk about that, I think it's wonderful. And I will always celebrate somebody who is willing to do, like, really hard work. The shit isn't easy. You know? People think, like, everything's all, you know, sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns when you're on these shows, but it really does, when your family's away, when your phone's away, it really brings a lot of stuff up to the surface, no matter how much work you've already done. So it's nice to feel safe and be in a safe space there to, like, feel your stuff and work through it.
Yeah, I think that's probably why, like, being out at the bar, like I said, I was so excited to tell Jordan I had done so much healing. Like, I literally walk up to him, like, you hear me slurring, like, at that point in time. But, yeah, you share it, like Anissa said, because it is exciting. It's like you were with somebody, like, a year and a half ago who is literally not the same person, because I've, you know? So I just think it, a part of it does come from excitement.
Yeah. I have one minor petty question. So, being in the house with Jordan and Laurel, given that they had a little history, was there ever any weirdness or anything discussed?
Well,
there,
first of all, across the board, I'm there, and Fessy's there, and Laurel's there, and Jordan's there. So, like, like, it's what it's fair game. It's fair game here. Like, fair game for everyone to feel uncomfortable. So I'm not gonna make myself be a victim of that, because, like, but I can tell you that I did find out that they more recently were spending some quality time together. So that, and I don't know, like, how quality of time, but I, you know, and also, like, you know, Instagram and people talk. I definitely was kind of like their relationship is very close, but at the same time, like, I, what am I gonna do? And and honestly, if it makes him happy, it makes her happy. It's not my, what am I,
well,
gonna do?
Don't give any spoiler story, because we don't know what makes her happy, because right now she's still auditioning Fessy, all right? And we don't know if she gets the final rose at the end of this season,
right?
So
right.
Don't,
wow, that, okay, that's for all that.
I did want to say though, and Devin stole my question, but I did want to acknowledge the fact that yes, Tori, I am extremely proud of you and your vulnerability, because there is strength in vulnerability. And then the fact that you even went so far as to accept accountability for your part of what happened and vocalized it, I thought that was so beautiful. The thing about this is the fact that you can't really match yourself to a perfect person. So the fact that you came out and said, here are my flaws, this is where I made errors, this is where I was wrong, this is where I was hurt. It's so hard to admit areas where you're hurting. And for you to say it out loud, people can relate to that. People can pull from that. People can draw from that, because they've been there. So thank you for not getting on this show and pretending to have it all together, because people can't relate to that. That's not realistic. So the fact that you jumped out there and said, no, this is me, raw and uncut, even though you were under the influence, you still did it. And I am extremely,
she need a little step.
I am extremely proud of you.
Shout out to the closed captions, because God knows we wouldn't be able to really understand me. No, but thank you, Dad. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And just really quick, if you or someone you know is going through a hard time emotionally, please visit www.mentalhealthishealth.us for support and resources.
All right, y'all. So we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Stay where you're at. And we'll be right back.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Anissa, you came into the game late, right? So you and Jordan have a lot of catching up to do. Who are you looking out for in this first challenge?
I mean, so Jordan and I play a very similar game. We both are very, like, we try and be very honest and not, like, make alliances. And I told him straight up, like, Devin and Tori, clearly we have. And walking in and seeing these rookies and hearing what happened, I'm like, oh, shit, well, I guess I'm going to have to work with Johnny and Nani. And at this point, I don't know if I can trust them, even though I've known them for forever. There are people that you can like but never work with in a game. You know, like, really enjoy them, but it just never aligns that you guys work together.
Yeah.
So we get in there, and really it was a focus on, like, do the best. And I was just so self-conscious of, like, I need to keep up with him. And he was like, well, go at your pace. We got to be safe. We got to worry about your ankles. Like, I know we can do this. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we came in with, like, looking at people and trying to analyze everything, because there was so much more going on, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff with him and Tori, and I'm talking to Tori, and, like, I'm getting settled in my room. There's so many other things that are going on.
Yeah.
But were you guys talking strategy fairly? Like, you and Tori, you know, and even being the host here, right? Like, did you? So obviously you're juggling a lot. What are the first strategy conversations? Because I know you have at least one or some. So what are the first strategy conversations you two have?
Yeah.
I don't see, the thing is, there always is the clear line of, like, hands off Tori. She is off limits. Like, there is that. So there is never that conversation.
Of course.
And I think because Devin is the great politician of their pair, so I'm like, well, if anybody's making moves and, like, navigating things, it's probably Devin. So talking to Tori about strategy isn't really gonna behoove me.
Yeah,
so
you know what,
it's not my game. it's not my game. It's really not. Like, I try, like, I fuck it up. It's just better to go
she's
with
just
flow.
Really, she, I mean, I love that her and Devin were together. I'm very close to him, so it was great. I'm like, keep me in the loop when I need to be in the loop,
right?
And I never go on the challenge thinking about the podcast.
Yeah,
I mean, we get in there and it's like, we gotta win, we gotta get to this final.
Yeah,
I mean, by any means necessary. So of course what the whole house is thinking is, like, we need to get out stronger teams. And then keep the vets true to the vets.
I mean, it was definitely interesting to watch Fessy and Mariah win, because, like, you see in this episode, like, are they going to, what way are they going to play? Right. And obviously Mariah has her own voice, and She's friends with the rookie girl. No, she does. Yeah, she definitely does. I mean, like, I think that she, at the end of the day, went along with Fessy. But I think that,
making,
like,
the shadiest face. No, right
I
now.
Am you guys not. Can't see it, I just think as a new player, face. I think that she would just listen to Fessy because it's easier to do that than to go against him. When she's like, I love that person. I love that person. And Fessy's like, let's redirect this conversation. You don't know any of these people.
Right. Right.
So Anissa's saying she does have a voice, just not strong or weak. We're not going to say that, but she definitely has.
There's a voice there, and she's saying things. But Fessy is, you know, there is a leader in these groups for the most part. Like, one person normally takes the reins, especially when it comes to, like, voting in those decisions. And you can see
it looks like he can, you know, make a decision when it comes to voting, but not other things.
You mean women?
What did you guys think about him being the resident bed warmer? Like, what was the energy in the house?
What did he say before he got, I'm not going to mess with any, he said, I'm not going to mess with anybody this season. I was like, Fess, you are lying.
Dude, it's just wild. I remember the day that, like, Michelle was in his bed at night and then Laura woke up in his bed this morning and he was like, literally, it was crazy. Michelle walks out, 15 later, Laura walks in, neither one of them had any idea it happened.
But he said,
like,
nothing happened.
Wait, so none of the girls know, so none of the women know what's
happening? No! I think they have an idea, but it's so, like, it's not public. Like, I think maybe it comes to a head, but no, at this point in time, like, Michelle didn't realize that Laurel was in his bed the next morning. Laurel didn't
know. You have to know. If you're interested in somebody, you're peeping. You have to know.
Well, where Fessel's room was, he was, like, at the bottom corner of the house.
Yeah.
He did so, like, you really had to, like, walk all the way over there to, like, go see his room.
If Do you think that was strategic?
No, because I had the one right above him. It's the suite, though. It was like the master suite of the house. Like, it had the biggest bathroom. It had the most closet space.
So basically, Anissa, you're saying you had people start rotating in and out of your room also.
Yes.
You just haven't
we
gotten
had
there
mindful
yet.
Times Ooh. In there. Tori was in my bed. Oh. I think Olivia was in there at one point.
Is there someone we'd be surprised was in your bed, Anissa?
No, you know me. Don't really play the
That's
play things like that in my bed. The only person I cuddled, I think, was Tori.
You're welcome.
Okay. Did you kiss anyone this season, Anissa?
You know,
here we
I
go.
I think she did, right?
Who,
here
Anissa?
We go.
There may
Anissa
have been
who?
One tiny makeout one time.
With whom?
I don't know.
Anissa?
Oh, maybe we're going to see it.
So.
No, but I what is the initial start with?
But I think it did happen.
This?
I mean, according to.
No, I didn't say I think
according to her.
Oh, that's all we need. We got a pronoun, ladies and gentlemen. We got a pronoun.
I don't know. It was, there was some,
I don't.
See, like, Tori, not a lot got me drunk either. And she kept taking my drinks, so they were always half full, so I'd always have to fill them back up.
I'm going to need you to be confident.
So there were some
you
nights.
Put your mouth in, Anissa. I'm going to need you to be confident.
Oh, my God, y'all. It's enough about me. I'm sweating.
So, Tori and Jordan weren't the only...
Oh,
chaos,
God.
Maybe is
oh,
the word I can
gosh.
Use. Let's right. get into this Johnny and Raven situation.
Girl.
What are your thoughts on that?
Girl, they didn't even air the fight.
No, they tell didn't. Us about the fight.
Okay, so what had happened everything. Was we had a little fire outside, like a little camp, like a bonfire-ish fire pit mm-hmm. situation. We'd mm-hmm. play the guitar. We'd sing out there. It was great. So I'm sitting outside with Johnny, and we're trying to, I mean, well, Bananas, and we're trying to find out what's going on with Johnny and Raven. I think Bananas may have put this in motion, and it was fine. It was, it maybe needed to be done. But you can see that Raven is consistently, like, stressing this.
Mm-hmm. She's like spiraling.
Yeah, she is, but she is stressed out. Mm-hmm. So there then becomes a fight with her and Nerys in the kitchen, and it's a shouting match. And she was like, bitch, I don't need a da 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 da. And it, I mean.
Who started it? Do you know?
Bananas.
I mean, but of the girl. Okay.
I don't know because I was still sitting outside. And then I did then I went by the door, clearly. I love to do it and creep. And I look.
I love
in the
to
door,
do
because I don't really want to be in it.
Exactly.
I just want to watch all the
know
shit
what happened.
Happen.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know everything. So we go over and they're just, shouting. And then the next day, because we had this bathroom in the kitchen that got closed off. It was a perfect bathroom. It had like 6 stalls, 8 stalls. Mm-hmm. They went in there, but there are no cameras in there. So they had a whole argument there.
And that was the worst because then they shut the bathroom from the house and that's where everybody pooped in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, it was so easy. Away from the house.
Oh my God, it was the best.
Oh my God,
the
we were so room. Mad.
So mad. We I'm so like, y'all mad. Rookies are not going to come in here and fight and get our poop room closed down.
Right.
They did though, yeah.
But yes, you could see that Raven was really stressed out by this and Nerys, even though like, she was working on, like, how do I diffuse situations without, like, losing my cool too much. Mm-hmm. You know, she stood her ground, like, I'm a grown-ass woman and da-da-da-da-da. And Raven
so
was
what
like,
was
I'm
Raven
a grown-ass
actually,
woman.
Because we saw Raven express and acknowledge in prior episodes that, like, she's like, I'm not going to fight it. You know, he obviously wants to be with her, like, blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah. So then now when she y'all. Is yelling at Nerys, what exactly is there to yet? Like,
I think, like, she came on thinking, you know what? This is my partner. I'm going to get more time with him. He's going to, like, that whole hug right. thing, like, I wish he would just hug me and tell me it was okay. Or just tell her. I think she just needed the
He definitely, like, was gassing her in terms of how she came on the show, what her expectation was coming on the show.
And I think he definitely let her on. And I think that hurt her, especially when she could visibly see, like, well, he's intentionally not being around me and intentionally pursuing somebody else. I just need the compassion. I just need somebody to come up and be like, you're strong. You're a badass bitch. You got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got this. Well, and I know I've been spending time with this girl and I like her, but that has nothing to do with our partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's somebody, from what I'm gathering, you have to read the fine print. Like, you have to read the fine print.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. He sold her something and baby girl didn't read the fine print. And so now she's
What did the fine print say, Davon? What did the fine print say?
I really need to get cast on this season, so let's make this shit happen. That's what the fine print said. I need to get cast on this season, so let's make it happen.
But the way he was treating her and the way he even, like, talked to her and watching this episode, like, he was really pissing me off. Because just be straight with her. If you're going to be, you know, sort of standing your truth, then standing your truth. But I feel like the way he communicated, like, yes, she was spiraling and you have to manage your own emotions, but he was also clearly kind of, like, pulling the strings when necessary. And that was problematic, only for his behind to get eliminated and for the producers to be like, do you want to say anything to somebody else? He's like, who? My mom?
I forgot about her.
We can link up. Link up, for anyone listening, link up means you are an afterthought, a side piece, a whatever. Like, don't settle for link
up. He gonna ta-da-da-da.
Yeah, that
like was... sneaky link. Like, think about it.
Yeah. And then if you notice that he kind of was, like, standoffish with her until they were in the this daily challenge specifically. And then he was like, come on, baby. Don't call that woman, baby. She can't handle that.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
She can't handle that.
He's using, he was using that card that, like, I know I've got her card.
Her mid-challenge.
When it was convenient. Yeah. And then Nerys was like, oh, I wish I could come run. We have seen many a challenge where challengers are in, like, love, whatever, and the person eliminated runs up or, like, leaves a note or gives
baby girl
didn't
move.
Girl, he left. He did. He was not thinking anything.
She didn't move either. She didn't come down either, though.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Take note of that.
Yeah.
She was sad. Yeah.
So does she move on during the season?
I mean,
she move on?
Yeah.
you didn't see the preview?
No, we haven't
seen it. Is it Johnny?
It's Jordan.
No.
Yeah.
Not Davon almost falling out of the chair.
I'm gonna fell off the bridge.
Okay. Wait. So Jordan starts a new showmance with two of his exes, including his ex-fiance, in the challenge house.
Jordan said, I'm providing this season. I am providing.
This is a spicy season.
That's so messy.
I told you, I felt like I was on a dating show.
That's messy.
There was always a couple around me. I felt like I was on Love Island. I hated it.
Are you in a space, Tori, where you can visit? Like, I mean, it's different if you see something on social media, like, whatever, who cares? You can always click off of that. But in your face, to see him with somebody, are you in a space where you can handle, or are we going to see?
She's making you're a face.
See. Don't stroke out. You're going to see.
Like, see,
God, not the
Is that what you heard?
Yeah. They were in the bed right behind me. Through
what?
I know, because we were listening again. Remember when
I didn't
walls.
Even have to listen that hard.
The walls were so thin.
I was listening to the walls. I cannot. I have way too many feelings. I cannot.
She's like, Anissa, do you hear what I'm hearing? I'm like, I don't hear anything.
Oh, I can't wait to get into it this
Anissa,
season.
Did you tell your partner, sit his behind to, like, chill out with that?
I was furious with him. On certain occasions, because I did not want to be involved in the
Yeah. Right.
It's messy.
And
it's
there is a line, and I've learned the hard way, where, like, shit is not my story to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for her to be such an important person to me, if something's going on with her emotionally, she's upset about something, it is not my place to tell you what she's upset about. Now, if she wants to tell you, she will tell you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be involved in that.
Yeah.
Beyond that, because she went to me because she felt safe. She wanted you to know, she would have told you already. Yeah. So
it's not your job to be the bone collector.
Right. It's upsetting because it's emotional, all of it. And it takes a toll on her, which is upsetting. And then it's like, it takes a toll on our partnership. Right. So
damn.
This is going to be icky, sticky, spicy mess.
Icky Sticky this Spicy. This is a lot.
Put it on a shirt.
This is a lot of seasoning. A lot.
Oh, my God.
This is the show people didn't know they needed.
You know what we did need? Better shoes. Because Raven, what the hell? What was going on with the shoe
She just
situation?
Needs to learn how to tie them or
no,
something.
No, it wasn't even that.
That elimination was hard to watch.
I think somebody even threw her a smaller pair of shoes.
Nani I think, gave
a
her
smaller
an eight
pair
and a
of
half.
Shoes. In between the second and third round.
Wow.
And they still,
and she
came,
still came out of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she was using the wrong part of her
maybe
foot.
Maybe bad socks. You know,
like
some
her tippy toes
slippery.
Or something. She might have been on her tippy toes. Yeah.
It feels like it's a tippy toe thing.
Dang.
Wow.
That elimination was
it
so
was cool
good.
To watch. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. It was so good to watch.
It was so intense because it was so much longer than that.
Yeah.
They both wanted it. They wanted it bad.
Yeah.
Right. And you look at Johnny. Johnny's a little bit bigger than Horacio, but Horacio has guns.
Because he used
Horacio
strategy.
Has a lot
did
of
you
things.
See how he was peeping everything Johnny
girl,
was doing?
Girl, I mean, just a oh, moment for Horacio.
You know?
And that yeah. smile.
Moment
and
of
that
silence.
Positive energy. Like, you know. Yeah.
You know what's really interesting, though, with Horacio is that him and Johnny got put on here basically through the same manager / agent.
Uh-huh.
And the agent literally said to Horacio, hey, you need to get more muscle, because if you have to go in a hall brawl against Johnny, he's gonna kick your ass.
No,
like, yeah,
that probably was playing in his
in
head.
His head.
Like,
yeah,
prove you wrong.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
It'd be yeah. your
and
own
messing
agent.
Up management.
Anything can happen.
Doubt you,
but that shows you, like, even Johnny with, like, he's so athletic.
Yeah.
He really yeah. is. How he trips. Like, oh, anything can happen
yeah.
in there. So I don't care if you trained right. 18 hours a day for 17 months before
yeah.
your first challenge. You go into elimination,
and
you
don't have
trim,
your footwork down.
And all of that was adrenaline. Like, he just, and just like, pow.
Right.
And it was like,
that's
damn.
Why you got to practice right. the electric slide. Get ready. So you know.
Right? That floor was so weird. I'm like,
it
why
really
this?
Weird.
But
well, also, they had sand on their shoes because you're in the pit.
Yes.
So, like,
right.
you have sand on your shoes, and then you have to step on this, like, piece of wood, and it's super smooth. Like, you're not actually getting good footing. I think
yeah,
that probably.
Yeah, you're going to get grip at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I think that probably contributed to, like, why Raven's shoe also popped off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember the top was, like, grated
yeah.
kind of floor. So we thought that they'd have more, but it was slipperier up top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm kidding. Also,
Olivia.
Thank you. I would say Olivia's face she gave to camera
oh,
when
my
she. She was going
mm-hmm.
in like, okay, girl,
game
that was
faces.
The one.
Have did you say have Horacio and Olivia established themselves as kind of like the rookies to be? I'm seeing you
yes.
nodding your head, Tori.
Yes. Oh, my God.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Olivia has sleeper qualities all day. And she, like she said, that people love an underdog story. I mean, she went in there not knowing she was going to get voted
right.
in.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, oh, y'all gonna
oh yeah she came in
play
hot.
Me all right, I'm gonna go and do this. Her screaming though is so funny because it's so Olivia. She so watching that because you can't hear them while they're
mm-hmm.
inside, like whether they're talking shit or they're screaming. Mm-hmm. She gave everything.
Mm-hmm. Are you blushing, Anissa? Are you
no, I'm not, guys. I'm not. I love her as a friend, so Davana,
you don't
know me like that, but I don't fall in love on challenges like some people. Not you, Tori,
wow,
either. I wasn't talking about you, Tori.
I know, that was a real
I wasn't. I was talking about, like, Nelson
yeah, okay.
and Olivia.
I don't know what sure. Nelson falls into, but we know it's not a daily win. Nelson falls into everything but a challenge daily win. And I love Nelson
yeah.
as a person.
Man.
But Nelly. Scuba Nelly yeah. T. Like, I'm gonna need
that's somebody
you.
Who I want to win. I want him to win. I really
yeah.
want him to win, man. But he got to
you mean a daily?
Women.
You want him to win a daily?
No, I want him to win a season.
He got to start baby
like,
steps, Dave.
He got to stay out of these women's faces. Like, stay out of these women's faces.
He can't help again. It. I don't know what it is, but he cannot help himself.
It's the best, though.
He cannot.
He's the best.
I do.
So
I love
good.
It. No, he was hitting on me at Aftermath. And I was
yeah.
like, my at the time, boyfriend, now fiance. I'm like, he's right there, Nelson. Nelson's like,
he was
hey,
like,
so
I don't care.
I'm like,
it's
Nelson,
okay.
I'm here to interview you about the other hookups you just did on this last season, sir. Like, this is not
the best.
Time.
He was like, well, let's talk about
means-
this one, too.
I know. Nelson is crazy.
But that's what makes him so good.
Yes.
All right, y'all. We need to take a quick break. So don't go anywhere. Stay where you're at, and we'll be right back.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Another surprise vet appearance. Now, what did we think seeing someone else roll up? I know you guys can't tell us who it is, but are we going to be excited as viewers? Are we going to be like, ooh, like what's going to happen? Are we going to be like, oh, why are they here? Like, what are we going to feel?
Just wild. Yeah, it's going to be great when they pull up. I feel like everybody who comes in late is just an attribute for the vets because obviously in the beginning of this season, we were like, there wasn't a lot of us there. And then all of a sudden now, six vets roll
in. We're just sprinkling vets all over the place.
That's so scandalous. As a rookie, I'd be hot.
I know, and it's hot. Especially because Jay thought he was really going to have his time to be a leader, right?
He was so hyped.
You put all for one and one for all and put their little hands in the circle. And listen. Then now, nope.
Jay was ready to rob from the rich and give to the poor. He just knew he was going to be Robin Hood. Like, he knew it.
Not Robin Hood. I'm done. But when they were doing the elimination, he was like, I can't have my people. My alliance is just falling apart. I'm like, yeah, it is. It is.
Oh, God.
It's falling so apart.
No, at least he tried.
He did.
Yeah. A for effort.
He tried. But that's okay. Tori, I feel like you explained a decent point because I'm not going to lie. I'm watching you guys clap and applaud when these vets show up. And aside from applauding for Anissa, who's your bestie, right? Understandably so. And also just like resident fun vibe in challenge houses. I feel like one would think that no one would be applauding harder competition showing up further, you know, like as each week goes on in the game, right? Like, I'm not happy to see Nani or Banana. I mean, I love them. But like, if I'm competing against them, I'm not happy to see Nani, Bananas, Anissa, Jordan, because great, they're not on my team. So that makes it harder. So you're saying that at this point, it's more so, okay, we have more vets now to kind of strong arm the game. Yeah. We'll deal with the competition piece amongst these new.
Because at least it'd be like a game of respect at that point where it's like, may the best man win.
Right. Mm-hmm. But don't you feel like it should be an even playing field though? Like the same amount of rookies as there are vets, just to really make it fair? Yes! I think it should be fair.
Well, there were more of them and look what they did.
Nothing good.
Someone has to be able to run the game, not run the game, but show people how to play the game. Because if it was all a rookie cast, they wouldn't know what to do.
Annalise and what's his name? Tommy. They helped y'all. They helped y'all.
Yeah,
because
of course.
The two biggest rookies and one of them went home. It was dumb for them, but it was great for y'all.
People were so like, oh, why'd you do that? I'm like, are you kidding? Y'all all knew that was gonna happen. And everyone is excited about it. I was happy about it. What do you mean?
You know how it goes. When you're in the house, you
need something.
But in my mind, people are like, oh, wow. I'm like, just don't
like,
say anything.
Oh, they're shady. We can't trust them. So that's a reason.
No,
like,
you just need a reason.
Did you see how she sneezed? Put her in elimination.
Like, you just look for
anything. They just need one reason.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, and like, yeah, Annalise and Tommy on their part, like you said, Day, it wasn't like great. But at the same time, like, they got rid of one of the strongest rookie pairs for sure. Like, and I don't know, they got rid of one less person that they might have to face an elimination because obviously they're going to get continuously thrown down there depending on who wins.
And they also got rid of a shield, which wasn't smart either because they could have been a shield.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. That's definitely that wasn't the smartest move for their game, for their own
game. They didn't think that one through, but I don't think they also had a lot of options. Like, you put people in the draw that, like, really...
Yeah, it's hard this time because you really could risk pissing off a lot of people.
But not that... Yeah, you get put in the draw and then you get... You're responsible for, like, the most amount of, like, casualties in the draw. Yeah. But the sneaky thing about the draw is that, like, you put people down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To put them in a really rough situation with people that they're aligned with.
Right.
And that's
if
how you get...
If you strategize it right, it can be perfect.
Yeah. Yes. But perfect. People... Yes, it can.
Tori smiling. I feel like detrimental. This game was made for Devin. I feel like this is a Devin, not me, Devin. For those, this is a boy, Devin.
I really feel like this is... No, with your luck, Devin, you probably would have pulled the safe.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's actually fair. I always pulled blank draw cards, so that is fair. I would have been pulling the save every time. But, I mean, boy, Devin, and strategizing of who to put down in the draw
and
like,
chaos.
Make them eat themselves, like, I think.
But in order to have a seamless game like that and to really, like, be the puppet master, you have to win.
Right.
Yeah. Or at least be best friends.
Yeah.
With the winners.
Right. Yeah.
Because then you have no chance of ever going in the draw and having to make those decisions, and you just glide on through.
Yeah. As a viewer, those daggers are so beautiful, but I can only imagine as a player, it's probably traumatizing.
Traumatizing. Like, oh my God. And they were like legitimately heavy and sharp.
I hit all my knives when I got home. I don't see any of them.
Wait, what happened with Turbo and Devin? What happened? Why was that blown out of proportion? So,
and you
extreme?
Know what? It got even worse with Turbo and Devin, and this was like an unaired fight. Uh-huh. Like, anytime somebody makes a joke about like Turbo possibly being an assassin or a murderer, like, obviously he's not a murderer. Like, but Turbo can't take a joke because
clearly.
Because the moment you joke with him, he feels like you feel maybe too comfortable to joke with me, and don't ever get too comfortable with me because like I'm Turbo. Mm-hmm. And also, he was walking around saying, like, I want to go into every elimination. Like, if you're acting like that, this is already a bad vibe.
So basically, he's being like a Sarah Lacina from the CBS version. Shout out to Sarah. We love you now, Sarah. We do. But basically, it sounds like that's the vibe that Turbo was giving.
Did him and Jordan like ever pick up the pieces from their last interaction? Like, did that?
They never even saw each other because Turbo left the night Jordan came in. It was literally
we sat in the car and we were like, who just got eliminated? And I see the walk and I'm like, he goes, no. You know how Jordan gets that like big smile, like kitty face, like a child.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's Turbo. I'm like, yeah, damn it.
Dude, it would have been crazy.
That would have been interesting.
That, was a missed opportunity, not seeing Jordan and Turbo in the same house again.
Damn. I know they should have waited and been like, while you're leaving, we have somebody to replace you. Like, they didn't want people leaving to know that new people were coming in because they didn't want them to spoil them.
Right.
But wouldn't that be some shit? You're in elimination. You just lost.
Right.
And then a motherfucker you don't like comes in like, oh, we're taking your place. Yeah. Bye.
You know what? Like, imagine I would have got eliminated the first episode with Devin and not Kayla and Sam. And then Jordan would have come in.
I hate that idea.
Yeah.
Anything could have happened, though. Like,
speaking of anything happening, you guys will know that this is going to happen because this is the new part of the podcast. But we do have one final game for you both. Now, we know that you guys aren't actually on a team as Ride or Dies, but we have high expectations for you both because you're real life besties and have been for a while. So as the ultimate Ride or Dies, it's going to be time for you two to prove it. Do you think you're up to the challenge?
I think so.
I'm scared.
Who do you think will get more answers correct?
Anissa.
Possibly.
Okay, so you guys are Ride or Dies. We're going to test this out. Now, you said you were both lightweights. That's questionable, but we'll roll with that. So I want to know, what is your Ride or Dies hangover routine? So Tori, we'll start with you, and then Anissa will go to you. What's Anissa's hangover routine?
Anissa, for sure, is a sleeper. She'll lay in her bed. She, like, snores like a little bear cub. She'll sleep all day. She does have a bear cub snore. It's cute.
Thank you.
And Anissa, what's Tori's hangover routine?
She forgot this part. I'll take care of her first and make sure she has, like, some electrolytes and water and coffee. Like, did you get some toast in there? Make sure it's, like, all vegan approved.
Yeah.
And then put her ass with some peppermint oil back in bed until she feels okay to go bike, and then I will go nap.
Thanks, Mom.
So basically, you take care. Anissa sleeps when she's has a hangover, and Anissa takes care of Tori. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job. There you go. That was one. That was great.
All right. Number two. Today was Anissa's first challenge of the season. What is your Ride or Dies pre-challenge routine?
Ooh, Anissa's. Oh, hold on, Anissa, you know.
I hate you so much because yours is similar.
it's definitely nerves, bubble guts, a little fart. You know, there's a fart in there.
Yeah, there's a fart in there.
Like, it's nerves. It's anxiety talks for sure.
Yeah. But when we get up, I mean, it's the norm of, like, you know, brow check, hair check. Like, we put on our. Tori gets dressed before me, though.
Yeah. You do.
She's
take
always
a while.
Ready before me. I like to ease into the day.
Oh, I respect.
And then I go and eat first, and then I come back and I put my uniform on.
Those bubble guts before a challenge are so real. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
But they only do it when you pull up. Tori's more of a farter, but well, we do both. But we pull up and I'm automatically, I see the challenge letters and I have to go. I didn't have to go at all on the way
automatic.
There.
Automatic. Yeah. And then we're on the bus and like our bus had a bad toilet this season. So we had a Palo Santo stick and we were just like lighting it on the bus. Like yeah, it got very, you know, whatever.
I'm good unless I see a crane. Once I see a crane, it's like, oh God. Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Immediately sink into your seat and injure yourself.
So despite you all's bubble guts and grossness, you both have had your fair share of showmances. Who is your ride or dies celebrity crush?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't really know her celebrity, like, big crushes, but I would pair her up with Drake because he's
I would pair you up with him, too, because you
have sister wives.
Because he's like, if anything ever happens, just call me. I'm like, come on.
Drizzy already slid into Niece's DMs, and we'll never
get
over that.
Tell him it happened. It happened.
I love that.
Oh, man. This is so dope. Like, I love the fact that we got an opportunity to interview you guys. Like, that is so dope. We got a chance to interview Tornisa, and I am such a big supporter of that.
The Undergoat and Tori, this is a Stan account for sure. You guys have made such a mark just on the show in general and the season, and it's just getting really good and spicy. So it's exciting seeing, and especially when there's a lot of like, can be a lot of backstabbing and things in the house. It's cool watching, knowing that there are at least some solid friendships that we've been able to follow for so long in the house. And like, it just brings a level of realness. And we love you guys. Thank you for being open. I mean, I also want to preface it with this. And to our listeners, we love you guys. We will call you out on your shit, though, as we continue watching. If y'all do something crazy,
that is totally fine by me.
Thank you, too, again, and just for being so open about mental health, especially for all of us, I think, when you go on a challenge house, when you do a reality show. And for the fans watching, that's something to keep in mind. You know, there are players you love, players that you hate, players that you love to hate, but all of us are real people dealing with not only like normal emotions, but sort of compounded by cameras and these high pressure situations. And then to be in a situation where like your ex is there and all of that is a lot. So you not only being strong through that journey, but also opening up and sharing it with everyone else, I dare to say will help and save someone else. So thank you for doing that. And Anissa, thank you for being a good friend and a safe space for Tori in that space. We love you.
And then also, I want to thank you guys for being open to sharing this podcast with us. And I feel like I have to say that because there are a lot of people in the world of the social medias who thought that there were going to be conflict or hate about what's going on. And so thank you for being for welcoming us with open arms and showing that women can be together and be supportive of each other. Like, I think that's so dope. So
family.
Thank you guys
I have
for
to
that.
Say this too. Yeah, and this is the first time I met Tori. I've known Anissa for a while now. First time I met Tori in person was at the Aftermaths last year, and you came to me, and we were talking about hosting the reunion, because some of y'all have asked out there in Twitter world, social media, about me hosting reunions, and Tori was like, who do I know that I can connect you with? Like, bet, right here, and just going out on that step, and we'd only known each other a few hours, spoke so much about who you are as a person. So that's why I said, come at me. All right. I will be a ride or die for Tori for sure.
I love that Tori helped you out, because Tori left me to run the Spartan race by myself. So there's that.
Okay, well, listen.
Did you do that, Tori?
No.
You definitely did.
She did.
She
did.
You definitely did that.
But I, you know, it's, I also just want to say this, it's easy to share a platform with you guys. First of all, like, you deserve to have a podcast. So to share it with you is even better. It's like, literally, as much as I love working with Jess and Issa and would do it forever, it feels even more fun to work with you guys too. So you guys are going to cover more this season. Yeah. And I can't wait to listen to it and also not be involved in all the politicking that comes with the podcast, because it's a lot and I've already lived it. So thank you for taking it off my back. Honestly.
I hope that this is an example too for everyone. Like, look, we'll have our favorites and all of that stuff and have different perspectives and points of view and always keep it real, but like, this is the year and future years of women uplifting women. Like, there's space and room for all of us to do the things. We are a family here. The challenge is a family as a whole, but certainly as foursome, we are a family here. So don't think that you're tweeting one of us and can talk smack about the other, because nope. Nope, it's the whole gang and the whole
group. One band, here. One sound.
Oh, I yes, love it.
Absolutely. Oh, I love keeping that. It real as always. And as we're keeping it real, for those who want even more of your realness, where can they find you guys on social?
You guys can find me at Tori_Deal on Instagram. And, you know, I'm on TikTok a little bit. But it's not that great.
Yeah, I just looked at yours. Yeah.
Ooh. I was shaking my butt.
Get it to ticking and talking. Okay, Tori.
I'm just trying to get some more views. I'm like, what's the girl got to do?
So go to Tori's twerk account on TikTok. Yeah. Look her up.
Thank you.
Or just keep watching the challenge because there's plenty of it on here on Ride or Dies.
Hey.
Yeah, I told you Tori's in the video. She's our new video vixen. I mean, her and Olivia, there are some dance moves that come into this season that are spicy.
Is it as spicy as your kiss, Anissa? Or?
Yeah, it's probably spicier. I don't remember that, so I can't really tell you what the fuck happened.
But do you remember your
socials,
Anissa?
It's so hard to pick on Anissa because she don't care. So it's hard to pick on her. She don't care. Yeah.
I mean, I do. The thing is that, like, I will tell you, like, if I'm drunk and the next day I don't remember, I'm so shy. I tell Tori all the time, like, do not bring up what I did last night. I get very, like, nervous about that. I am really shy. People just don't get it. Like, there is that. But I also don't give a fuck at the same time. So,
period.
With that being said, because y'all don't pay my bills. No, really. What did you ask me?
Where are your socials, girl? Where can people find you?
Got carried away. Anissa MTV on Twitter, which I kind of browsed at, but it still is toxic. leave Davon and Devin to handle that. And I'm Anissa MTV on Instagram. You can find me there. You can all stop sending me pictures of Tori because I can see her face and I have pictures of her in my phone.
And Day Day, where can I find you?
Y'all can find me at home, child. I'm asleep. I am asleep.
She's on a bridge somewhere.
You know what? These days, you can find me on Instagram at DavonDiane_. And because that is where I am currently the most active, I'm going to leave that at that. Devin, where can they find you?
Don't forget about Davon's YouTube.
Don't do it.
You knew it was coming. You can find me on Instagram. That's at Devin Simone, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. You can find me on Twitter at Devin Simone, that's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. You can find me on TikTok, Devin_Simone, but I haven't posted there in a long time.
You can find this podcast everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. True.
Yes, you can find this podcast. If you guys liked this episode of the podcast, which I know you did, you guys are like our extended family, then make sure that you subscribe, you rate, you review. And who should they tell, Davon, about this podcast?
They mama, they daddy, they sister, they brother, they uncle, they auntie, the neighbor, the doctor,
the lawyer.
Why don't
you just do that on TikTok and let it go viral?
I love it. I love it so much.
You've made it into a song.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Jingle.
It's so good.
And if this becomes a song, MTV, I want my money.
So good.
And then after you rate and review and Davon gets her money, then make sure that you watch an all new episode of The Challenge Ride or Dies next Wednesday. And then come back here for an all new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.